Welcome to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. In-depth Bible teaching that will prepare you for life and for ministry. If you would like some formal training, which is very affordable, go to his website at harvesttimeinstitute.org. That is HARVESTIME Institute.org. Now, open your Bibles as we listen to today's lesson.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all, and welcome to another program. And we're going through the Gospel of Luke, and today we're in the end of Luke chapter 15 and the parable of the prodigal son and the elder son and all those kind of interactions. And we're going to take an unusual look at that parable. It's not going to be the same as you've always heard. So tune in, grab your Bibles, pens and notebooks, because here at Insights for Eternity, we teach those who teach others. So before we start, let us pray. Father in heaven, we ask for your grace, your peace, and your joy as we study your word together today on this radio broadcast. Open our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears, that we may behold wonderful things from your word in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's go to the well-known parable, Luke 15, verses 11 to 32, and I will read it out and then we'll dive into the text. Luke 15, verses 11 to 32, one of Jesus' longest parables. And he, Jesus, said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me,' and he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" So here we find this very profound and complicated parable of Jesus. It's obviously talking about lost people. People have gone astray. It's in a chapter about lost things, the lost coin and the lost sheep. And now we've got the lost son, the prodigal son, who was dead, was alive, and was lost, and is now found, who's come back to the fold. So who is involved here? The father is obviously God, who wants to save the lost and sent his son into this world to seek and save the lost. The lost son is a backslidden Christian. Okay, why am I saying that? Why is he a backslidden Christian? Because he was in the Father's house to begin with. He had an inheritance in that house. He was a son of the Father. The Father is God, so this person's not a son of the devil. This person is a son of God who has gone astray and into the world. So this is a worldly backslidden Christian. What's the elder brother? The elder brother is the consistent Christian, the person who stays with the Father, is obedient to the Father, and in this case has an attitude problem, but the Father says, you are with me always and all I have is yours. So the elder brother is actually the winner here because all of the Father's inheritance goes to the elder brother. The younger brother has burnt up his property and his inheritance. His wild living has nuked his inheritance, and he has nothing left. The Father's not going to give him another inheritance. He is one of those Christians who's gone out and sinned, and now there has no inheritance in the kingdom of God. And we see that in 1 Corinthians 6 and other things. Be assured that the people who do these things, immorality, wild partying, etc., have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. They are saved, but as through fire, they have come into the kingdom of God, but their works are worthless. They're burned up on the day of judgment, and they themselves are saved, but as through fire, smoke coming through fire. So here the prodigal son is coming back. He's not coming back to a new inheritance. It's all gone. He's blown that up. But the Father welcomes the prodigal back, throws a party. There's joy in the presence of the angels because that which was lost was found. So here we are talking about two different kinds of Christians, the backslidden Christian and the consistent Christian, and the Father. And the Father is saying, or the point of the parable, is it's okay to come back to God if you're backslidden, but it's better to be a consistent Christian. But if you're a consistent Christian and the backslider comes back to church and the church says, oh, this is wonderful, the backslider's returned. The Christian that was drunk, the Christian that was running around has now come back to our church, and you see that person coming back to the church, don't be snarky about it. Don't be rude to the backslidden Christian who returns. We want the backslidden people to come back to church. We want them to come out of the bars and the brothels and return to the love of the Father. And we shouldn't condemn them when they do return. So God wants us to have a good attitude to those who were dead and are now alive, who were lost and who are now found. So, but it's better to be the consistent Christian. It's better to be the elder brother, because in the end, all of the Father's inheritance goes to you. Because you've stayed with the Lord, you've stayed in the church, you've stayed a consistent Christian, you've walked the talk, you've kept reading your Bible, praying, obeying the commandments of Jesus. So don't feel superior, but know that God still loves you, and that even though you're working hard in the field, and a person working hard in the field, who was that? It's the pastor, it's the evangelist, it's the Bible teacher, it's the prophet. The people that go out there and labor for the Lord and think they're getting no reward and no attention, because all the attention goes to the sinful people who come back to the churches. Oh, look, the drunk came back to church, isn't that wonderful? And we think, why aren't we rewarded? You know, I've done this, I've done that, I've been a missionary, I've been a Bible teacher. Why aren't I getting any attention? But God knows you, God loves you, and God's going to give you a mighty reward, which you will receive on Judgment Day. You'll receive it when you go to heaven. God will welcome you because you've been doing well, and God will say to you, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master. But the person who's burned up their inheritance is the prodigal son. Yes, they're welcome back, and God rejoices in their comeback, but they're not going to get good and faithful servant because they haven't been. They messed up. Okay, they went out and did all that while living and burnt up their inheritance in the Lord. So if you're a prodigal, if you're a backslidden Christian, you are welcome home. You really are. Don't say, oh, well, I'm not going to have any inheritance in the kingdom of God, so what's the use? Well, you'll still have eternal life. Don't lose your eternal life. Do come back to the Father. Do come back to God. You'll be treated better in the house of God than you ever were in the world. The world will not treat you well. You'll end up in the pig pen with your addictions, with your drunkenness, with your drugs, with your broken relationships. For goodness sake, get out of the pig pen and go back to the Father, you will have a better life, even without an inheritance, even just as a servant. You'll at least have your eternal life. You won't be in famine. You won't be in pain. You'll come out of that terrible spiritual condition that you are now in, and you'll come back to the Father, and the Father, God in heaven, will be welcome to see you. So if you are backslidden, remember the Lord loves you and he wants them back in your house. If you're not backslidden, if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who's listening to this program in order to learn the Bible, if you're not backslidden, check your heart and don't be mean and nasty to those who are backslidden, but encourage them to return to the Lord and to his ways, no matter how much a mess they have made of their lives. So we ought to pray for the backsliders that they will return. So let's have a look at this. This is a controversial interpretation. A lot of people look at the parable of the prodigal son and say that the elder brother is the bad guy, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, all I have is yours. So the elder son is the one who's always with the Father and who gets the inheritance in the end. So we need to stop being so tough on the elder brother. He's been faithful. He's the good and faithful servant who's out in the field doing the will of the Father. Nothing wrong with that. But if you are the elder brother, if you're the good and faithful servant out in the field doing the will of the Father, don't be nasty. Don't refuse to celebrate the return of the prodigal. Don't refuse to celebrate with God's heart. You do God's work, you need God's heart. You need to have God's heart for the lost, for the abandoned, to the person that's wandered away from the Lord. You need to be someone who cares about your backslidden brothers and sisters who once were saved, who once enjoyed fellowship with you, and now have wandered out of the church, have wandered out of the Christian environment, and are now stupidly stuck in a ridiculous lifestyle where they're drinking and partying and sinning and carrying on indistinguishable from those in the world. We want them to come back before they lose their salvation. Now, I believe it is possible to lose your salvation because there's plenty of passages indicating that people do wander out into the world and do become lost, just as Judas, who was one of the apostles, was clearly lost as a son of perdition. And there are people who believe, and I was reading in the 1 Corinthians 15 today, just going through Corinthians, and it says, did you believe in vain? Obviously, some people believe in vain, and then they're swept up by false teachers. They're swept up by the belief there is no resurrection or this or that, and they walk away from the Lord. So you can be lost. These people that become backslidden believers can become unbelievers. They can be so captured by the world, so captured by money and by sin, that eventually they renounce Jesus, renounce the name of Jesus, renounce the fact that they're sons of God and sons of the Father, and they plunge themselves into perdition and ruin. As many of those who seek after wealth pierce themselves with many a pang and fall away from the faith. So falling away from the faith is possible. We don't want anyone to fall away from the faith. And if that's the case, we should encourage and pray for backslidden believers that they will come back into the fold. So let's have a look. We know the parable, at least most people know the parable, but the younger son takes the inheritance that they have had in the Lord, their godly inheritance, and they blow it on wild living. And then they reach a point of desperation. They're out there, they've sinned, and now they've ended up with a destroyed life. This guy's feeding the pigs. He can't fill himself with the pods on the pigs. He can't eat them. They're inedible to him. And there's a terrible pain in the heart. And finally, the backslidden Christian, the younger brother, comes to themselves. They have a moment of self-awareness. Sin has overcome them. The circumstances of their life are cruel. And the non-Christian world, the world that they've chosen, isn't going to be kind to them because the kingdom of darkness is run by the devil, and the devil is not kind. So here they are. No one's been kind to them. No one's helping them. They've blown all their money. Their friends have gone. And they've blown all their inheritance. And finally, the backslidden Christian says, it was better in my father's house. I will go back to the Lord. I will return to the Lord. I'm a disgraced Christian, but I'll go back to God. I'll go back to my faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I will return to my previous spiritual life. And when God sees that, even from a long way off, he and his angels rejoice. And there is no shame. You can go back to church without any shame whatsoever, because God still loves you. The angels still love you. God will receive you. God will have a party over the fact that you've returned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the backslidden Christian returns, comes to their senses, makes the journey back to the Lord, and they trudge their way back and say, look, I've messed up. What will I do? Then the Father will say, yes, just come to the altar, confess your sins, get right with God, get rid of the mess that you've created. I welcome you back into my house. And then the backslidden Christian will know the love of God, the favor of the Father, and God will do things for that backslidden Christian when they return, put the best robe on them, put a ring on their finger, put sandals on their feet, and throw a party. God's not going to condemn you if you've wandered away from him and you need to come back to the Lord. That's the main point of the parable here, is God is a God who is seeking the lost. He's seeking the unsaved, and he's seeking the saved that have gone astray. He wants you back. He wants you out of your spiritual death. He wants you out of your lost estate. He wants you to turn around, believe in Jesus, find your way back to God and to church and to salvation. It doesn't matter how immoral you've been, how many men or women you have slept with, or what you've done with your money, or what you've said, or all the wicked things you've done in your backslidden state. The journey back to God is one step. As soon as God sees that you're repenting, as soon as you turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, as soon as you cry out, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot sin like this anymore. This is miserable. My addiction to sex or drugs or alcohol or any other thing has taken over your life and consumed it. You simply have to say, dear God, I have a problem that I cannot solve, and that problem is me. And I need you to take hold of my life right now, because I want Jesus. I want to get back to the Father's house. I cannot solve this on my own. I turn over my whole life to you, Lord Jesus, and I want you to forgive me, and I want you to bless me and help me. And so God's going to do that for you. God will welcome you back to the Father's house, and he wants you to return to him. Now, if you're a Christian who hasn't backslidden, for goodness sake, don't backslide. You'll lose everything, okay? Don't consider it a good thing to go off and drink and drugs and be immoral and all the rest. If you are feeling tempted to have an affair, if you are feeling tempted to go to back to a wild lifestyle of partying and drugs, but you've been a faithful Christian for a long time, but you feel that you're not being celebrated, you're not being loved, it's all hard work for you, don't do that. Don't backslide. Backsliding is incredibly spiritually destructive. You don't come back to the inheritance that you have now. It's all gone. It's vanished. Do not have that affair. Do not decide to sin sexually. Do not decide to hook up with prostitutes. Do not do that. Often, some people have been in ministry a long while, not often, but sometimes those who've been in ministry a long while say, this is so much hard work. I've been doing this for so long. Why can't I go and sleep with this person or do this or do that? I'm tired of working so hard for nothing. Now, that's the devil's lie. Your work is not forgotten in the Lord. God does remember your faithfulness to him and all you've done. You will be rewarded at the last day, even if you're struggling in ministry like right now. So don't think that you can go off and be a prodigal and come back and it'll be okay. Don't do that. You'll be spitting in the Father's face, as the younger son did here. There's a lot of analysis of what he did. It was very insulting to the Father to ask for the inheritance, to run away, to make the father run to him as he returns. All that was very insulting. Don't spit in God's face and think it's going to be okay to be backslidden. It's not. You'll end up with no inheritance in the kingdom of God. All your good works will be forgotten. You will end up as one saved through fire. Don't do that. Don't blow up your ministry for the sake of sin, some temporary sin, because you think it'll be a lot more fun than life is at the moment. Ministry is tough, and we often face a lot of humiliation, hurt, ridiculously difficult financial circumstances. And I know the bitterness of those times when no one seems to love or care what you do in your ministry, and the finances are very bad, and your people around you and your family are complaining about your low income. And you think, if God loved me, life wouldn't be like this. Don't turn around in that bitterness. You're in a spiritual attack. Don't turn around and spit in God's face and go off and be ridiculous and sin. Do not sin. Do not become the prodigal son. Do not burn up your inheritance. However, on the other hand, let's flip this around. If you have given in to temptation, if you have burned up your inheritance, if you have gone off and been the prodigal, for goodness sake, get back to God right now. Do not mess about. Turn around. Don't stay in the pig pen 1 second longer. It's time for you to come back to your senses. It's time for you to return to the Father. It's time for you to say to God, I've sinned against you and against my family and against all my friends. I've done terrible things to the church. I've said and done wicked things, but I want your forgiveness. I want you to welcome me back to the kingdom of God. And God will say, yes, I will welcome you back. Just repent. Repent of your sins. Repent of your backsliding. Turn from your backsliding and I will heal you. And that's a promise somewhere in Jeremiah. When you turn from your backsliding, God will heal you. He will fix you. He will restore you. He will heal your emotions. He will heal your relationships. You'll have the favor of the Father. He will break the demons off your life that will no longer control you, and you will come back to a state of joy. You mightn't have much of an inheritance in the kingdom of God, but you will have the joy of the Lord and the favor of the Father. So come back to the joy of the Lord. That's your inheritance in the kingdom of God. Come back to it. God wants to honor you. God wants to restore you. God wants to take you back to his house and to his home. So if you've decided to sin against God and against the world, don't stay there. Don't say, God will never take me back. God will throw me into the pit of hell. He will throw me into the outer shadows or outer darkness. No, 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 no. God wants you back. And if you're a servant of the Lord who's strayed off, you were once a pastor, a deacon, or an elder, and you've strayed off, you knew better, but you got bitter at the Lord, bitter at church, you're rejected for a preaching appointment or a promotion or this or that, and they did something to you, the church did something to you, and you're bitter and you're mad at God, don't stay mad at God. Get rid of that bitterness in your heart, turn back to the Lord, and say, Lord, I've been bitter and enraged against you. I've been like a brute beast and a wild animal. And that's in Psalm 73. Have a read of Psalm 73. This person wandered a long way from God. They were full of bitterness and rage because they thought that the people of the world had it better than the people of God. And then the person in Psalm 73 says, aha, but I saw their end. I saw that the end of those in the world was terrible, that they were in slippery places. They were going to slide down to hell. And that really, in the end, it's better for the righteous. It is, in the end, better for the righteous. So if you're embittered against the Lord, don't join the wicked. Don't join the world. Turn back from your disgusting attitude. You know you've got a disgusting attitude. Turn back from that attitude and straighten yourselves up and turn to God and say, I repent of my bitterness. I repent of my rage against you. I repent of considering a sinful lifestyle to be better than a lifestyle with the Lord. Come out of your pig pen and return to the Lord. Do not stay in a state of sin. Do not harden your heart against the Lord until you reach the point where you can no longer repent, which is there in Hebrews chapter 6. Don't reach the point where you can no longer come to your senses. If you're in sin, if you're away from God, turn around immediately. Turn back to God immediately. Turn back to the Father's house immediately. Do not stay in that state of spiritual famine. Do not stay in that place of spiritual disgrace. Do not stay in the far land and the far country. Return. Repent. Come to your senses and say, God, I have sinned against you. I have messed up my life. Now I need to come back to Jesus. Now I need to come back to the Father's household. There's a party prepared for you when you return for God. So return to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. The Father will celebrate your return. He will delight in your return. The angels will party in your return. And God will say, great, this is terrific. That which is dead has come alive. That which was lost is found. Don't stay in the place of death and lostness. If you're listening to this broadcast, return from your magic. Return from your rituals, return from your wicked ways, return from your sexual immorality, your drunkenness, and all the other things, your addictions, your rage against God. Return from that and return to the Father. The Father will welcome you. He will put sandals on your feet, a ring on your finger, and a robe of righteousness around you. He will celebrate your return. It's better not to be a prodigal. Don't be a prodigal if you've got a chance to be faithful. Stay faithful. For goodness sake, if you're a believer, stay faithful so God can say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Do not mess up. But if you have messed up, it's not too late. You can return now to the Father who is in heaven. God wants you back home. Do not stay there ashamed and broken and that filthy pig pen messing up your life. Don't let shame stop you coming back, because God wants you still. So don't let shame and guilt and the accusation of the devil ruin you. Don't end up completely lost. If you're backslidden, turn around, come back, know that God wants you back, and start the journey back home. Go to your church, go to your pastor, go to your Christian friends, go to your elders and deacons and say, I need to return to the Lord, I've messed it up. I really need to rededicate my life to Jesus. I need to rededicate my broken life to the Lord Jesus Christ and come back to God and come back to heaven and come back to the life in the Spirit, because you've been living in the flesh for too long. So return to Jesus now. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that everyone hearing this broadcast returns to joy in the Lord Jesus Christ, returns from sin to righteousness. I pray they repent. I pray they return to God. I pray that they see themselves as children of the Father and not as citizens of this world. Citizens of heaven, not citizens of God. Change their hearts now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Insights of Eternity. See you in the next program, and God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. We hope that you have been blessed. May the Lord strengthen you as you do His work. If you want to contact John Edmiston, just send an email to johned@cybermissions.org. johned@cybermissions.org. May the peace of God be with you.